We're back doing the Matt, Mike, and Kristen show.
All right, we used to have to do what?
I don't even remember.
Dude, it's like one of those things where if you...
You and your goddamn brain,
you stop
brain,
the ball
man.
Rolling, dude. You stop the ball from rolling.
It ends there.
It ends there. Anyway, so I got a new car. It's a great little number. It's a Subaru.
Subarus are awesome.
Subarus are awesome. And I made a really big...
I said that because I have one too, Mike.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. That's why I said it.
Thanks.
Oh, okay.
I think Jeeps are awesome.
I actually like Jeeps too.
And I say that because I drive one, Kristen.
I used to have a Jeep.
Do you think herpes is awesome because
awesome.
You have herpes as well?
Fuck you.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's awesome.
No, he's
even if he does have them.
And everything. No, so I got a new car, and I made a big faux pas. And since Valentine's Day is coming up, I thought I'd bring this up because it was a relationship faux pas. So what happened was I went to the car show with my dad.
What's a faux pas?
Bad move.
A mistake.
Oops.
Fucked up.
I made
yeah.
Oh,
okay. Like, I fucked up.
Oh, okay.
I made a faux pas. In
oh,
fact.
Okay. Why can't you just say that, man?
I did.
No,
I said
you said some French word.
Sorry. For those of you out there
we're in
who,
America.
Who are
well,
along Mike's
some
persuasion.
Of us are in America.
Because it's close to Valentine's Day, I thought I'd tell this story. I fucked up big time.
All right.
With his girl.
With my girl. That's right. We went to the car show and with my dad. Just he and I, and we were just looking at stuff, and one thing led to another, and I ended up in the dealership and started negotiating, and negotiation went really well, and I ended up buying the car right there on the same day.
Oopsies.
Without, and so here was the here was
I don't see anything wrong with this.
Here was the
fuck up. You can't do that when you're
here was the fuck
married.
Up. I texted her after I had already signed the deal. I just bought a new car. Thinking she's gonna be really excited
yeah.
and surprise
fucking
her.
Excited.
And
yeah, no.
Nice.
Yeah, no, that was a big mistake.
Yeah,
what?
No, you don't do that with
wrong?
Your wife.
Because first off, a car is a huge purchase.
Yeah.
I did.
You
not,
have
I didn't
to consult
her on that.
But
this
it's
is,
your car. It's not like you're both gonna be driving it. Well, maybe.
But it is their money.
This is yeah. This is something that should have been decided within the confines of our relationship, of our marriage. And I
you
understand.
You did. You
that,
decided though. You're gonna get a new car.
But they're a family unit now.
She wasn't with me, dude. She didn't come down.
I still don't see the problem,
in,
but
sit in on
cool.
the negotiation.
There's nothing that says
here's what I should have done, dude. I should have called her and said, "You know what? I think I might buy this car. Would you come down and have a look at it and give me your opinion on it?"
Exactly.
But I didn't. I
well,
thought
was she sitting at home.
She was sitting at home.
Oh.
And yeah, that was a bad move because she, you know, texted back something like. Oh.
Sleeping on the couch.
Rather than, yeah, like I was expecting.
I hope
and,
it has a big back seat.
You know, and I just... there. So I called her up and she
marriage
was
marriage is an adjustment.
She
just
was in tears.
Oh.
And I felt like such a bastard. And so
yeah,
for those of
you
out
are.
There who maybe have just gotten married or are thinking about it or you're in a serious relationship, don't be an asshole like me.
Just... You need to start thinking about yourself as a team. Like, you need to consult each other. You're a team, and it's you against everybody else. And as long as you are together on that team, you guys can't lose. Like, seriously.
I went solo on this one. It was a mistake.
Yeah.
And I automatically got karma reamed me in the ass for doing it, too. Because I came home, and then I had to bring her back down to come pick up the car and you know, drop off a check and all of that bullshit. And so we decided to go out to dinner to celebrate, and I apologized profusely, and I explained to her that I understood what I had done, and that helped.
Yeah, well, as long as you get it. I mean, you get it.
Yeah, so we're getting on the freeway to go to dinner. I get pulled over. Cop... the cop, yeah. The cop is right behind me, and of course, I don't have any documentation with me.
That's
I don't
awesome,
have any
man.
Way of proving
That's
that
awesome.
I own this car. And you know,
you didn't have anything. How did you not have anything? I mean, you bought it from a dealership. They give you stuff.
No, well,
they give you a lot of shit.
I mean, seriously,
I remembered that. When he was asking me for it, but my initial reaction was, oh my God, I don't have shit. It's not registered.
I don't have insurance.
Let's run for it.
Yeah. Let's run for it.
I'm so, not going to jail. Come on, Jamie.
I'm getting on the freeway, and he lights me up, and I shit directly into my pants at that point and pulled over on the on-ramp.
Deposit excrement here.
And he comes strolling up to the window, and I, like, turn and look at him like, hey. And he's like, can I see your driver's license and proof of insurance, please? And I was like, I just bought it an hour ago. Here's my license. And he's looking at me. He's like, you have proof of insurance? I was like, I don't know. Jamie thankfully kept her head, and she's like, it's in the glove compartment. Hold on one second. She opened it up and pulled it out. And he's like, you just bought it.
Women are so good.
You just bought it an hour ago, huh? And I was like,
what are you talking about? I always keep my cool.
I don't know. I could see you getting all humpy like that.
No,
guy,
Matt
huffy.
And I just got pulled over the other day. That's true. And I was calm as a clam.
You were actually, dude, you were pretty rude to those cops. Like, you were pissed to be pulled over.
Well, I was pissed to be pulled over.
Yeah.
Was I, though? Was I rude?
You were.
Good.
You,
he was a fucking, he was rude to me. Fucking motherfucker. Fucker. Mike. Fucking pig. That's all I have to say about that.
Mike got the trainee cop.
I did. It was like his first fucking ticket, and he scratched out the whole first part of what he wrote. And it took him 20 minutes to write it. And then he charges me $100. Sorry, dude. This is like tangent off of your story.
Go for it. Do it.
He writes $115 as the bail amount, like the fucking fee that I'm supposed to pay. He writes me a ticket because my registration wasn't like current. I hadn't paid it in like 5 months.
5 months. Mike was rolling solo for 5 months.
And I, you know, totally had thought that I had done it. It's not like I was like, oh, I'll just wait till I get pulled over and then I'll pay it. It's like something where.
How much did you have to pay the DMV?
Oh, it was like 15 or 20 bucks. Like,
to
for
register?
Penalty?
Yeah.
Oh, penalty?
Are you kidding?
Well, it's like 250 bucks that I paid or something like that. It wasn't much.
Wow.
I mean.
I freak out about stuff like that myself. Yeah.
Well, and the thing
you're
was
paranoid about everything.
Well, but the thing was I had a
because
license.
I'm responsible with
shut the
money.
Fuck up. I'm telling a story over here. God damn. I had a license plate cover on the fucking.
Now you know how I feel, asshole,
yeah,
most of the time during the show.
I had a plastic cover on my license plate.
I don't apologize for myself or anybody.
And that's good. That's good.
I'm sorry. All so right. You had a what?
All right. My registration wasn't current, and I had a plastic cover on my license plate.
Trying to be bold.
That was
huh?
illegal, apparently.
Because it was like dark and tinted and you couldn't see your license plate.
No, it wasn't
number.
Dark and tinted. Was it dark and tinted?
Yes, it was dark and tinted, dude.
I don't know. It was just kind of cool
how
looking.
How did you
so.
Put it on there without knowing that it was dark and tinted?
I thought it was. It didn't look dark enough to where you couldn't see anything.
Are you stupid?
Well, apparently. So, like, the cop writes me up, but he doesn't write me. He says, oh, it's just $115. But what he wrote was $115 for the registration. And then, under the second offense, the illegal license plate frame,
right.
He wrote $115 thinking he was subtotaling it up. And then I got to go pay it. And they're like, oh, no, that's a separate $115. I'm like, that's not what he said. That's not what he said. And she's like, sorry, that's what's here. And I'm like, that rookie motherfucker, son of a bitch, whore. I'm like,
oh my God.
I felt
that cost
don't
me
$115. Don't you hate bureaucracy? I mean, seriously.
We got pulled over, and I'm trying to be, you know, it's really kind of creepy, too, because we got pulled over, and we pulled into a parking lot, and pulled into a parking space, and they pulled up right behind us and boxed us in. So
yeah,
we
there were two of them.
We couldn't
cops.
Go in, and the sergeant was on my side, and he comes up, and as Mr. Rookie's giving Mike a hard time over there, the sarge looks in, he's like, you have any ID on you? And I was like, yeah, sure. So he starts interrogating me, and I'm you know,
sorry,
what the
sitting
fuck,
in the
man?
Passenger seat illegal?
Yeah.
Well, and then when...
apparently,
when
with you, yes, it is, because of the five-month registration.
When the rookie cop comes back, you know, he's got his chew. He's got his little thing of chew.
Oh,
and you can, you
wonderful.
Know, he's got that talk.
He was pretty redneck.
Yeah. And he goes on and tells us, he tells me that.
Just like Mike.
Yeah, just like me. He tells me that I need to go ahead and get that registration fixed. It sticks out like a sore thumb.
The sticker.
Yeah, the blue sticker.
Because it's white for this year. Apparently.
And I'm like, obviously, 5 months, you know, that's fucking really sticking out.
So
the funny part is, it gets better.
Oh, good.
Oh, it gets much better.
You know what? You're rolling.
So I go down to take care of the ticket, right?
Which courthouse did you have to go to, Mike?
Well, I was supposed to go to something with Judge Mills.
Yeah, Judge Mills Lane Center.
Yeah,
it's downtown on like Justice Street or it's like on Virginia.
Yeah, okay.
Or
that's one of like
Liberty.
Our 8 courthouses down there apparently.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I went to some courthouse and that was the wrong one. And so then I showed up like an hour early too because I had to get the license plate thing signed off by an officer. So I was like, okay, I'll show up early and blah, blah, blah. So I go in. I finally show up at the right goddamn courthouse. And I go in and I ask to get an officer. And they're like, oh, no, all our bailiffs are in court and everything. And it's like a half hour. And I'm like, fuck, I'm going to have to get the I'm going to have to pay this. You know, I'm not going to get it signed off. So I'm going to have to pay $115. I got the registration taken care of. So I was going to be dismissed. But I really needed to get somebody to sign that off or else I was going to get fucked with this charge.
Yeah.
Turns out court time shows up. I go in at 10:30 and they you know, have all your paperwork out, blah, 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 blah. And I get up there and the guy was really nice. He's like, do you have a picture of it or anything? I'm like, I could have taken a picture with my cell phone. Fuck. So he's like, don't worry. I'll give you another week. You know, come back.
Oh,
well, that was nice.
So I walk out. And what's on my car? A parking ticket for expired registration tags. So I had to go back in.
You deserve it.
I had to go back in and get that taken care of as well. And then, just yesterday, after all of it got taken care of, I got pulled over by another bike cop. I gotta get those stickers on my car.
Yeah,
man.
Where are they?
I don't know. I haven't gotten yet. DMV, no.
How long has it been?
Like a month and a half.
Oh my God, man. Get on that.
Well, and the scary thing is, like, I have the receipt, and when they run me, I'm current. But, like, I registered at the smog place. So it wasn't like the DMV. Like they said that I could register there. So I smogged it and registered it. And they said I was current. But
have you called the smog place and said, hey, I keep getting pulled over. Where's my stickers?
I haven't called anybody now.
Yeah.
You probably should get on that.
No, I just keep on saying, no, stickers haven't come in the mail yet. It seems to work. Nobody questions.
Well, it's funny about the registration of you getting pulled over because that's what the cop pulled me over for.
Yeah.
I had one of those temporary license plates.
Well, yeah, you didn't have anything.
No. It was an hour out of the dealership. And I had one of those papery ones that they taped to the back window, you know, that said expiration, you know, like a month. I had a month to register it. Well, Jamie finally set me straight. And she's like, here's the proof of insurance. Here's the paperwork. This proves we just bought it. And, like, believe it or not, he was actually pretty cool about it. And he's, you know, he started joking with me. Yeah, look at this. Yeah, 19 papers that all say the same thing. What a waste of space. Sign here, sign here, sign here, sign here. I was like, I started trying to riff with him, exactly. And he's like, I pulled you over just because I wanted to be sure that this was legit. Because I get a lot of forgeries about this. And he told me about this guy that he arrested last year who had, he left the year and the day the same, but then he got 12 little pieces of paper and laminated them in the same handwriting and just kept switching out the month. So he wouldn't have to register his car. And I guess he went down for a while because of that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's never worth it.
So the moral of the story is one, include your wife in all decisions that you're going to be making about a car.
Or any big decision.
Or any big
decisions,
too. Number two, register your car and don't be Mike Miller.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm good at that one.
So anyway, I'll have pictures of my new car up on our MySpace site.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
Will you?
Yes, absolutely.
Why?
What if someone wants to see it?
What
if
we
want to see your van
you?
More than we want to see a Subaru? We all know what Subarus look like. Put your van up.
All right.
Show them what the van looked like.
All right, I'll put the van. Fine. God damn.
He could do both.
And you do it now, God damn it. So I didn't mean to call you out on that, but.
It's all fine. No worries. Anyway, that's it.
A bird.
Hi, this is Matt.
And Mike.
And Kristen.
Reminding you to check us out at mattmikeandkristen.podomatic.com.